about.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. Are you ready?
Are you serious? Dude, I was born ready. This is crazy. Holy crap.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And I know people like to see me be down and be like them and be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5. That is not me. I am in L.A. to not be like that.
I thought about getting into radio, but I don't think people could deal with what I have to say, you know?
I bet.
I mean, all my buddies down at work, they all tell me I should, you know? I'm definitely the guy that everyone says, dude, you need your own show.
What do you do? Do you do for work?
Music's my thing. But to pay the man, I sell high temperature textiles. Mainly felt. No one thinks about it, but felt's everywhere. It's on drumsticks, piano hammers, ballistic rated body armor. Have you ever used a highlighter? Because the tip? It's made of felt. That's what gives it that nice glide.
I've never used a highlighter.
And now.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Our feature presentation.
It's better than this indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 23rd of April.
I don't remember. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey, Bean.
I don't remember anything about high school, as you know. We were just having a discussion the other day off the air about me not remembering whether I went to my proms or not, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one teacher. She was a history teacher, and she said, and Kevin, you always complain about the stuff that they make you remember in high school that
right,
you'll never need or use. No, it wasn't that.
What's that?
She said,
yes.
The one thing I want you to remember, and I don't know why this was the most important thing, fact that you
the
thought.
The one thing I want you to remember.
The one thing I want you to remember from all of history is that April 23rd, 1564, is when William Shakespeare was born. And he died on April 23rd, 1616. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing she said you
that's the one
had
thing,
to take away from my
yes. And it's bugged me ever since. Like, why would it matter that you know the day and date of William Shakespeare's birth and death?
Huh.
Why would that be the one thing? But every April 23rd, like today, I still remember it. She told
right.
me it was the one thing I had to remember.
And that helps you how?
I don't know.
That's insane.
I don't know how to help.
She'll eventually kill you on an April 23rd show up at your house.
So you think every year she kills a different student from that class?
Yeah.
I would assume so, yeah.
Just a weirdo.
Trying to locate you.
But again, I don't know why that was her. Why would that was her one thing.
She was your English teacher, I hope.
No, history.
Okay.
I think history.
Like yeah, it matters. You know, that's not the one thing you needed to know in high school.
Right. I mean, I don't
no
know.
Matter what.
I don't know what the one thing would be.
I don't either, but it's not that.
Whatever the most important thing is you would learn in history. But I was just surprised that that was her one thing. And all these years later, I still remember it. So when you say the 23rd of April, that's the first thing that comes to mind. So anyway.
But do you have to say it out loud? Did she make you do that?
I'm sharing with the room.
I'm just asking
I'm
if she.
I'm sharing with the room,
that's
you
part
guys.
Of the
what
training.
If. I'm just thinking long term
okay.
spitballing here.
All yeah.
Right. Someone listening right now. Remembers that in 20 years they go on a game show, their whole life is in shambles.
Right.
This is the final question. They risk it all. Their life turns around. You changed history, Bean, by knowing that history. Bean, thank you.
I mean,
no?
Should he be applauded that, now? Because I thought
I
you said
know.
In 20 years.
Listen.
Bean. I'll still be here.
Bean looks up.
Please.
Teacher waves from heaven.
Right. I'm telling you, there's a story here.
I feel like you have million-dollar James on the mind. That's what it sounds
always.
Like to me with risking
always.
It all.
Yeah.
He has all five, Kevin, all five of the highest one-day earnings in Jeopardy history now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a giant dork.
He's
wouldn't he trade
smidge.
It for a date, though?
He's married.
He's married.
And he's
and
married.
Has kids.
Yeah.
Married kids,
no, he
please.
Does.
No, I've seen her because
yeah.
she was on.
Yeah, it's not possible to fake that.
No, she was on the Millionaire Show. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I watched her segment.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted
well,
to see what I was up against.
I also saw someone on the moon.
Right?
Oh, good point. Good point.
All right. Well, so that we don't devolve into talking about Jeopardy for an hour, let me do the thing real quick. Kevin, you're going to be very excited about this.
Now, see,
excited.
Sometimes Bean says that in
no, I mean it
in jest.
I mean
okay,
it. There are a lot of people who say that the police overstep in many ways to make revenue, to write tickets. It's not about public safety; it's about writing tickets.
Yeah,
you know, there are people who have protested those, those speed cameras, for instance.
Yeah,
you know, here's a case in Detroit, Michigan, that really surprised me. Allison Taylor is her name. She had received more than a dozen $15 tickets for exceeding the two-hour parking limit in Saginaw. You know, you park on a street and it says two-hour parkings, you mm-hmm. know, throughout the sure. week. She got a dozen of them. The city, like many, I think, including this one, marks the tires with the chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Dave and I were talking about this yesterday.
Really?
I had no idea. I thought I paid for 2 hours, then I go back out, I pay for more.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, Dave said that you're not allowed to park there after the 2 hours. They chalk your car.
You're supposed to move your car.
You're supposed to then move your car.
Just move it a little, though, so the chalk line's gone. That's what you do.
Move it 3 inches, right?
Yeah. Or just water down all your tires after 2 hours
sure.
every day.
Who's that?
With a hose.
So
sure.
they come by and they put chalk. That way, when they come around again in a mm-hmm. couple of hours, mm-hmm. they can see whether you're still there or not. All right, so she had received over a dozen of these tickets. So she decided to take it to court. Her lawyer argued that a parking patrol officer violated the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches.
What?
I don't
unreasonable
see
searches.
How that argument, I don't see what the Fourth Amendment has to do with chalking your tires. But a three-judge panel of the appeals court agreed.
Oh.
The purpose of marking tires was to raise revenue, not to protect the public against a safety risk.
Yeah.
The city does not demonstrate in law or logic the need to deter drivers from exceeding the time limit permitted for parking before they've even done so is sufficient to justify a warrantless search under the community caretaker rationale. This is why I am not an attorney. Mm-hmm. I did not understand
a
word
of
that sentence that I just read. Yes. So she won, is I guess what I'm telling you. It's a common practice in downtown Saginaw, Michigan, where there are no meters to enforce the time limits. Marking tires, the attorney says,
oh,
is
I see.
No meters.
So you don't have to mark it if there's a meter.
Maybe that's what they're saying.
Just go back
yeah.
out and put more money.
The attorney argued that marking tires was similar to police secretly putting a GPS device on a vehicle without a proper warrant.
That's absurd.
Which is the subject because they have access to the movement of your car yeah. without a warrant.
How did this article make me agree with meter maids?
Right?
It's a reach, yeah.
It worked, though. And you know how precedents work in the law? I mean, I don't know that it has anything to do with California, but it's very possible that something like this could just be a snowball effect. And then they won't be able to do it anymore.
Well, they do it here. I mean, if you park without a meter, for sure, they mark your tire.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if this is going to end up making its way to California or not, but I was just really surprised by that argument and by the success of that argument.
Well, if anyone gets a ticket from getting a tire chalked, you should just stand up and be like, Bean from the K-Rock Morning.
Right.
He told me Fourth Amendment, and then just get slowly yeah. pulled away and put in cuffs.
Saginaw
someplace
versus
in Michigan.
Lady. Yeah. yeah.
Saginaw versus Lady. That's the precedent.
Absolutely.
Yes. So go out there and just park willy-nilly, people. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I like it. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No, that's your problem. You.
Okay. Who pays the bill on a first date? You split it?
I mean,
the person who asked.
I haven't been on a first date in a while, mm-hmm. but I am told that splitting it is the new norm.
Nah, I feel it's so weird. I mean, again, I haven't been on a date in 2.5 years, 2 years. I always paid. Even if I thought the date was garbage within a couple minutes, I always paid.
But you paid right away after a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I was like, no, bring the bill now. Yeah. I'll pay for the water.
I don't even have water yet.
Bean's tattoo update.
Yes.
I survived.
Yeah, you did.
I'm still alive.
Took it like a champ.
Mm-hmm. Stop doing that.
Okay.
Also, it was weird. He showed up in a tank top and on a motorcycle.
Right?
Smoking a cigarette. I was like, who is this guy? No helmet either.
I am pretty badass.
Yeah.
We're finally going to pay off the March Madness pool, which I won.
Why so soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jensen and Allie, I don't know how this happened to be the way that you guys have to pay because I won, but you get to get somebody from Cameo, the service where they make videos for people, mm-hmm. to say anything you want them to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my point.
It's a very convoluted bet.
Yeah.
It does.
Best ones.
Would you like to take that back?
Oh, Bean.
Again already?
Right?
On the program today?
Oh, poor Allie.
And we've got your April Foolishness ringside seats along with the pre-party coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. And just for heads up, we're looking for kids' jokes.
My favorite.
Kids' jokes between the age of, what would you say, 5 and 10, 5 and 11?
Sure.
As long as they're cute.
As long as they're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your kid does not sound cute, don't call our radio show.
We're going to do that at 7:15. If you would like to get your kids up, we'll take 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
A few days ago was the 2-year anniversary of Man Neighbor Sickle Penis Boom.
Yeah.
One of the great moments in all time Kevin and Bean history.
100%.
We will revisit right after the top of the hour.
We don't have to.
We insist. Okay. First Alley is here with our first look. Yeah, you don't forget when Shakespeare was born.
Yeah.
Can't forget Boom.
Yeah.
Alley's here with our first look at what's happening on a Tuesday.
You guys ever been to an Easter egg hunt?
Sure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't think I have.
What's usually inside the eggs?
Chocolate stuff.
Yeah, like maybe candy. A little bit of the grass filling
sure.
with some chocolates.
Sure.
Yeah, it turns out, Kevin, we need better friends. Because Halsey had an Easter egg hunt at her house
mm-hmm.
that she filled those eggs with about a couple grand.
What?
Whoa.
So she hid eggs all around, and she shared a video of her Easter Sunday shenanigans, which, of course, included that hunt for eggs filled with straight cash, you guys. So you see Halsey's friends ripping through her house and into the backyard, frantically searching.
So there's no kids here.
It appears that it's, you know,
fantastic.
A bit older, which I respect all of this.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
Yeah. I want to go to her next Easter party.
Same.
And we had her and her, quote, boyfriend Youngblood. We're not allowed to say it's her boyfriend. We weren't during the interview. But I believe they're dating, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Her and Youngblood.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're told don't call him your boyfriend, that means they are.
That means you're definitely dating. Okay. So Youngblood took part in the festivities, and he tried his first ever peep. Would you like his review?
Sure.
Rather vile.
Oh, rather vile.
So, I mean, he's right,
not love at
right
first
there.
Sight with the
no,
peep, huh?
Not so into the peep.
Why is she giving cash to her friends? I don't even understand this.
She's nice.
It's just a fun thing to do.
Oh,
on
how
Easter.
Do we get invited next
That's
year?
What I'm saying. Halsey, if you're listening.
She's not listening.
We love Easter.
And
we
you.
Would like to celebrate Jesus coming back with you.
It's the only way
right?
to bring a Jew to your Easter party. I would go to this. I would go.
I love it so much. You guys, Kid Cudi, doing good things over Coachella weekend. He found time to feed the needy with a huge assist from Postmates. He ordered $10,000 worth of Popeye's chicken, biscuits, mashed potatoes, and then he sent them all to the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. So the service dropped off a carload of food to the shelter, which serves hundreds of homeless people in Indio, and they all got a really nice hot meal that night.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
Thank you, Aziz. Thanks to Kid Cudi's generosity.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very nice.
And by the way, Popeyes, right?
Right.
Right.
Chef's kiss.
So good. So good. Mmm. Bean, you still watching Riverdale?
No, I'm
too
Kevin,
much TV.
I'm Kevin-ing the show right now, and by that I mean I have them all recorded,
right?
And I'll likely never get to them.
Interesting.
But I love it, and I'm sad because it's really good. Why? What's going on?
Tomorrow will be the final episode of Riverdale with Luke Perry in it.
Oh.
Yeah, the creator revealed that this week's episode is the last one that he filmed before his death. And he tweeted, "This week's Riverdale is the last episode Luke filmed. As always, Fred's imparting words of wisdom to Archie, a beautiful, true moment between a father and a son. I wish these scenes could go on forever."
He was real good on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sad.
It's nearly 2 months now that he passed away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Any updates, speaking of strokes, on how John Singleton is doing? Still in ICU? No,
yeah, the family
no news?
Is not releasing anything, which probably smart. Nobody yeah. needs to be speculating
okay.
at this point.
I was asking you to speculate.
Yeah. I know you were. Mm-hmm. And
it is your job to speculate?
She's saying no.
I'm cool on
So what do you think's
I'm
going on?
Do you think he's going to make it?
Not going to with the...
Is he feeling better or worse, would you say, than
Have
when he was
the
hospital?
Have you spoken to him?
So what I'm going to do is...
What do you think he's eating?
The next... Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a speculation.
Okay.
Thank you.
How dare you.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
All right. We get it. Good Lord. What's with that drop?
Seems to apply every couple of minutes.
So Kevin had bought his tickets to see Avengers Endgame for Friday, which not great timing since we have a little thing called April Foolishness.
Never a clash in my mind, by the
no.
way. Never.
No.
I just looked at it. I was like, oh, Friday the 26th. Perfect. I'll get these tickets at 7:30 at night. No worries.
Well, you won't be able to see it Friday night, right. obviously. You're going to be a little busy on stage. Rap battling with Bean.
Uh-huh.
I
uh-huh.
mean, really, guys, some tickets still available for $30. Go to AXS.com. That's all I'm saying. But AMC movie theaters are trying to make your life a little easier, Kevin.
Okay.
Because of the demand for opening weekend screenings, obviously so high, select AMC theaters will be open 24 hours a day from Thursday to Sunday.
You know what? Respect. That's a baller move.
Really is. The global theater chain released a press release yesterday indicating that they're going to do everything possible to make sure audiences are able to see it its opening weekend.
I mean, what creep bucket's going to see the 3 a.m., though?
Ones that couldn't get in at 7 a.m.
I guess. I just feel like... Well,
that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird look.
Yeah. What are projections, you think, for domestic box office numbers?
Oh, I don't even know what the top end of a Marvel movie is anymore. It's got to be getting close to $200 million these days,
180.
Right?
Yeah,
180. 150.
They're thinking $270
million. What? Wow. Come on.
The Hollywood Reporter notes that some believe $300 million isn't out of the question.
What? For a three-hour movie?
Yes. Yeah. But by the way, as it stands, current estimates indicate that Endgame is supposed to earn between $850 and $900 million worldwide this weekend. Opening
weekend.
Wow.
Upwards of $900 million, you guys.
So if it makes $899 million, they're going to go failure.
Oh, what a failure. Failure, right?
They're finally going to beat that record Biodome opening weekend.
I mean, the numbers are staggering. When I saw that it could make $270 million and some are saying $300 million just in the U.S.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's mind-boggling.
This was a success.
I believe it is, right?
Eventually, they're just going to make...
Can't wait.
...like comic book movies. That's it. And horror movies.
Right.
Those
and
they're making a lot of them, yeah.
That make
already.
Money.
Well, everything else, what used to be the low and medium budget movies that aren't horror... Go to Netflix.
Yeah.
They're not even going to be available in the theaters anymore.
No. True story.
Adults having conversation. No place for that in the cinema.
No, please. My dinner with Andre, get out of here.
Beat it. Some birthdays for you guys. Mm. Oh, your friend Giggy.
Getting jiggy with it.
I think it's Jiggy.
Getting jiggy with it.
When the Ducks were on that that improbable run to win the cup that year, we had him on every series.
Nope.
No.
Nicest guy in the world.
No,
Gigi Hadid.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jaguar. Sorry.
No. Talking about Gigi.
Okay.
Because you called her Giggy.
I did. That's true. Yes.
Was the callback.
Completely different person.
So.
Yes.
Callback from... How long ago?
A couple
of years. 07.
No.
Happy birthday.
Hell of a call.
Happy birthday, Giggy.
All right. John Oliver, happy birthday. John Cena.
Oh.
Dev Patel. Cal Penn. Michael Moore. George Lopez.
I think when you wake up and you write that riff, when you're finished with doom, 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 do you go, I'm going to get paid for the rest of my life from that 3 seconds?
I don't think so.
Do you know how great it is when you write that?
I don't know. Because remember, we asked him what makes that song so successful and some of his other ones, too. And he's like, you never know.
There was a big opening for him in stadiums with Gary Glitter finally being canceled. Stadiums and arenas needed an anthem, and he handed it to them.
That was
da,
it.
Na, na, na.
That's the Gary Glitter reference Justin's making for people who are under 80.
Google him.
Hey, yeah. Hey, 1 hour from right now, we'll give you some tickets up close and personal. Ringside VIP tickets to Kevin Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness, which is happening on Friday night. We'll be looking for your kid jokes 1 hour from right now to win your way in. Not only do we have all the great comedy with Ray Romano and Eddie Eft, Jamie Lee and Felipe Esparza, Adam Ray, Greg Fitzsimmons, we also have the Kevin Bean Rap Battle, and I assume I'll be taking a lot of photos with the Kevin Bean listeners and the Queen of England.
She's coming?
No, I got my tattoo yesterday.
Oh.
Queen Elizabeth now on my arm for life, you guys. Kevin, you're still a big fan of the Queen, so you certainly respect the decision.
Really? Here's my only question. Who's going to take over when she dies?
Prince Charles.
Best candidate? That they have in
Britain? No,
okay,
no.
That's a ridiculous system.
Is our system doing any better, Kevin?
Right now, no. But it will.
So it is something for folks who only listen occasionally or haven't heard us talk about this. I was never a guy who thought he would get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, I just thought it wasn't for me. I'm not that cool. Jensen, you're the opposite. You've been getting them since you were old enough, and you got a ton of them.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Jensen got one when he's 4.
I know, it's surprising, right?
I've grown into it.
I finally decided to get a tattoo, and with my move to England later this year, I decided on a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. And we posted it up on our Kevin Bean social media if you want to see. And Jensen was able to hook us up with one of the great tattoo artists in the world.
Yeah.
Nico Hurtado is his name. He's a black anchor. He's got two locations, one down on Melrose in Los Angeles and then another in Hesperia. Mm-hmm. And the guy is an artist.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's incredible.
You know what annoys me, though? He's really nice.
So
nice. Incredibly
nice. It's like, dude, be one or the other. You can't be both. Yeah. That just puts us all to shame.
Yeah. Like, big family guy.
Right.
Talks about his lady, his kids, his sister works there. Just a genuinely good dude. Yeah.
Stop it.
Like, after you do a huge arm tattoo for The Rock, like, you're supposed to be a real dick.
Right.
Yeah, it was, you know, I had a lot of, you know, I'm a baby man, as my wife calls me. And I had a lot of concern about the pain.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you when I tell you that it did not feel good.
Okay.
It is not a pleasant sensation.
No, that is bold.
At all.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say it hurts.
Hey. Well, I'm just going to hand you my Hot Take Jones title.
How about that? Yeah. It hurts. But you do, as I was advised by Jensen and Muggs and other people who have tattoos, you do get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as time goes on, you're distracted enough. Like yesterday, all you guys were down there, and I was distracted enough that I wasn't concentrating on the intense, nonstop pain. So it was tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
So it was tolerable.
And when you had heard it might take 6 hours, mm-hmm. you were like, that's a really long time.
That's a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you get, you hate life.
Except for banging. Am I right?
No, that also hurts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 6 hours. Wow.
You hate life if you have to spend 6 hours on a plane and all you're doing is sitting and watching a movie.
Yeah.
Right? You still hate it. 6 hours is a really, really long time. But he made it kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, he really did.
You had your own little room in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were
Casey
like,
cried.
Yeah. They didn't want mm-hmm. him to have public humiliation.
Right. Exactly.
Which I appreciate. And I'll tell you that, you know, I was thinking about because we, you know, I haven't settled up yet. He says he's going to have his people contact me about the bill.
Oh, God. that sounds crazy.
Wow. Well, I offered yesterday. I said, let me pay you. And he's like, I don't like to talk about money. I'll have my people contact you.
$100,000.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an inexpensive tattoo because he's an artist. You
know? Right? Right. 6 hours of his time.
Yeah, he's hundreds of dollars an hour, right?
Yeah.
But I think the way I look at it is, it's like if you can't afford it and you love art, it's like investing in a painting.
Absolutely.
Or it's investing in a sculpture or something. You know what I mean? It's a piece of art.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
And it is gorgeous.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I have seen his stuff. I looked at his Instagram and thought, these tattoos look better than the picture of what the people wanted on their arm or their leg. But to see it in person, it is stunning.
It was
what
fun watching him work. It really was.
You gotta stay in shape or she's gonna start sagging.
Yeah,
no
you
one
don't want
wants that.
She's gonna look sad.
Yeah, right. You've got hot queen right now, right?
Hot queen. And I'll say one other thing about yesterday. And again, you can see pictures and more. And you can still, throughout some of today, see the Instagram Live videos mm-hmm. that we were doing yesterday. We did three different sessions, Kevin, of Instagram Live videos with people, you know, from weighing in from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put this in the words, but people were so nice, and it was so incredibly touching to hear the things that our listeners had to say about this show
mm-hmm.
and the impact it has had on them over the last 30 years.
Yeah, you don't often get that direct feedback.
No. When you actually are looking at a person who says, I've been listening to you since, you know, elementary school.
Right.
Thanks, a-hole.
out in the wild, you get that about once out of every 100.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, just to hear the sincerity and the gratitude that was mm-hmm. coming from them, when it really should be the other way around. I mean, we don't have this job if we don't have people listening. You know what I mean? As long as they have been.
We're trying to rectify that.
We do the best we can to drive them away. I'll tell you that. I mean, I'm a robot, but it was kind of emotional.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, to hear, you know, the actual face-to-face, you know, via the screen with those listeners and to hear what the program has meant to them over the years, I feel like it's going to be really hard this next 6 months to be hearing that a lot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, it was easier to mask your crying, too. Like,
true.
You were like, oh, it's about these listeners. And really, you're just crying in pain. Also, what did he
here's
say?
He
said about your skin, also.
He said it was supple.
Supple.
He said it was supple. I think Nico was hitting on me.
I asked him why he had a boner when he was talking about it.
I did not want the word supple ever used with me.
I made him say supple because he did say that Bean had great skin because it's very, he did say it was soft. And I said, dare you say supple? And he goes, oh, I'll say supple. And then it got weird. And I was like, should we leave, you guys?
Yeah. We're meeting later, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, excellent.
We're meeting later. But anyway, I wanted to thank not only the great crew down there at Blank Acre, but also the great Nico Hurtado. And if you ever get the opportunity to get something from him, you should definitely do it.
Yes.
But really, the listeners who weighed in yesterday, and there were thousands of them who have watched those videos up at on the Kevin Bean Instagram account. I mean, you guys are amazing. You really are. And I'm going to miss you guys, too.
Here's the thing, though, is that Bean's not very good with conversation like that. So when you meet him Friday night, hug.
No.
That's his favorite thing.
That's what we're saying.
Because when you say things like that, it's like, oh, I don't feel like that's right. So he just wants a hug. That's it.
I heard, just hug. I heard thank you, listeners, but you should hear hug me, listeners.
Yes, exactly.
I'm bringing a taser for
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Hey, don't forget, we're still looking for you to cast your vote. Who should be the opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness this Friday night? You know, it's a professional comedy show, but we're giving one slot to an amateur, somebody who deserves to be on that stage in front of the Microsoft Theater audience.
Yeah, I open for Felipe Esparza. I open for Greg Fitzsimmons. I open for Ray Romano.
Yeah,
put that on your resume.
Sure.
Yeah. Not bad.
Do comedians have resumes, by the way?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Okay. You can go to KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean page, and check out the opening act contenders, and then cast your vote who you would like to see Friday night at the Microsoft Theater. All right, 6:53, Tuesday morning. Time for Allie and What's Happening.
Remember when Nicolas Cage got married on March 23rd? After applying for his marriage license that same day.
It was a beautiful, beautiful marriage.
Yeah, four days later, he submitted paperwork to have the marriage annulled. He claimed that Erica, I believe it's Koike, had defrauded him by covering up her past criminal history. He also said his decision to marry her was made, quote, on impulse and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions. All liquored up, right?
When it's your fourth marriage, shouldn't you kind of already have some built-in red flags that, hey, maybe I shouldn't run out and get married again without really thinking about it?
But at the last second, sure, of course, in Vegas.
Right. Why not? I feel like those red flags should have been like the deepest of reds because Nicolas Cage's wife of 4 days, Erica, is now asking for spousal support. She is claiming she missed out on job opportunities due to her relationship, and her reputation has been hurt.
I don't even know her name.
That's insane.
How has her reputation been hurt?
She also wants him to pay her legal fees. I mean, come on, lady.
If he's asking for an annulment because he was drunk and incapacitated to make the decision to get married, then the marriage didn't exist.
Right.
So there's no spousal support.
It was 4 days.
4 days, right.
So let's calm your tease on missing out on work in those four days.
She wants that werewolf skull.
She might.
Yeah, with like all the diamonds and stuff.
Who doesn't?
I wonder if she gets the bees.
What is it? What is it? What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah!
Okay,
out of my eyes!
It's okay. You're okay. You're okay, Nick. You're okay.
God. It's really devastating.
That was taped from the honeymoon.
Yikes. You guys hear about this Ariana Grande, Jim Carrey news?
Yeah.
I did not.
Really? Why'd you make it sound like that?
I did not.
Because I just saw an article the other day about how Jim Carrey is still an anti-vaxxer. So now I'm sad that I can't enjoy the other good things he does, like Mr. Pickles. Isn't that a show?
Oh, I'm kidding.
Kidding, on Showtime, which
is an amazing show. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it turns out Ariana Grande used to be one of Jim Carrey's number one fans, and it looks like she still is. So on Saturday, she did a series of posts, and she added them to her Instagram story. One of them included a quote by Jim Carrey about depression and this whole concept of deep rest. And I'll have you look into that because it's actually really interesting about how depression is your body's way of saying, listen, I'm putting on this mask. I need to take a break from what I'm putting out there. It's just too much work for me. So Grande wrote under it, the whole love of my life forever. And then she posted a picture of the Dumb and Dumber star and wrote, I love you so much. Yeah. She then explained that her Jim Carrey fandom went a ways back to when she was in fourth grade and her first AIM username was Jim Carrey Fan 42. Which I just think this is all
that's awesome.
Really adorable.
He is God's gift.
Okay, well, fans screenshotted them, sent them to Jim Carrey, who then tweeted her yesterday. He said, I read your lovely mention of me and things that I've said about depression. A brilliant teacher and friend, Jeff Foster, was OG on the deep rest concept. He then posted a whole thing about deep rest and what this man, Jeff Foster, had said. And he said, I admire your openness. I wish you freedom and peace. I feel blessed to have such a gifted admirer. Happy Easter. So if someone that you have loved since fourth grade recognizes you
right.
and says something nice, mm-hmm. you're going to have a little flip out, right?
Clearly so. An asshole.
I would no, think so, sure. We're not saying that. So she retweeted the message and wrote, I can't process this or breathe. Hold on. So a little bit of time goes by and she writes, thank you so much for your kindness. I don't think you understand how much I adore you or what you mean to me. Thank you for taking the time to share this with me. You're such an inspiration. She then said she wanted to get the whole quote tattooed on her forehead.
Good.
Which would be a lot of writing, and I feel like maybe she'll skip that.
Nico but can do it.
It's cool.
It is
that
cool.
Is cool. That is yeah. cool.
But it was lovely that, A, she took the time to talk to her fans about depression and something that she learned, and then for him to take the time to write back and, A, set the story straight on where he learned that deep rest stuff and give that guy credit. That's nice. And then to be kind. All I'm saying is kindness is nice.
Thank it's you. A mess.
It's not a mess. Kindness is great, you guys. That's what I'm saying. This is a real bizarre story. And I don't know if I should save it because we're going to want to get into it.
Keep right. on dancing.
I'm not going to dance, but I will say it's a survey about how many of us consider our cars our friends.
Oh.
What?
I mean, a lot of people name their cars, but it goes even deeper,
you guys.
This is one of those people that marry their car, right?
No. Okay. These are normal Americans that took part in the survey. I'm going to save that
story.
Does
it involve tailpipes?
Oh, how dare you. That's love.
Bitch.
Really? Wow.
Oh,
jeez. Sir, I don't know what that was all about. All right, we'll talk about that coming up. By the way, you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That
sawing?
Yeah, sawing of what appears to be metal going on during
the show. I think it
sounds
good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think, are we allowed to say what they're building? Or no?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know that it helps us, but
we're doing some construction. House. We're building a treehouse.
Right. Top building of the building. A layer.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
It's for Stryker.
I actually got to sleep without earplugs. Oh. You know how amazing that was? It's like a new high to sleep without earplugs.
Okay.
That is great.
That is quite the high. I've never experienced that. All right. Some birthdays for you. George Lopez, Michael Moore, Cal Penn, Dev Patel, John Cena, John Oliver, and Gigi Hadid. Sweet.
Yeah. So we're talking about paying off March Madness bet from this year?
Yes.
This year, yeah. Wasn't that, I feel like that championship game was like a year ago.
Listen, we ran into some
Seems
issues.
Like it.
We ran into some
I don't even
issues.
Remember who won. That's how long ago it was.
Well, I don't either because we had a separate bet that just Jensen and myself and Allie were in.
Yeah.
So we weren't even paying. I think I won the separate bet, but I was sixth overall or something like that. Which, like, we were terrible.
Which shows how bad Allie and I were. Yeah. RJ Bell did win the whole thing.
Yeah.
He won the office pool, and I think it was University of Virginia, by the way.
Okay.
I think that's who actually ended up winning. But you're talking about a side bet that is very convoluted, and I'm not sure I still understand it. Because,
same.
Because somehow I feel like, I mean, technically, Allie and Jensen spent the money on this.
Right.
But what are you getting out of it for winning the side bet?
Well, that's not important.
It is to me, though.
No, it's not.
Because I won, it's odd that they get to pick the celebrity that they want to do a cameo, and they get to say whatever they want to say about
it. Well, here's the thing. Like, we have
he
grade...
should be saying you're the best at picking. Okay.
Grade A celebrity saying your name. That's what you get. That's what you get from us.
And what else?
Okay, maybe they're mean to you.
All right.
But it's important. And the reason it took so long is, did Ken Shamrock say he wouldn't say he'd kick Kevin's ass in a cameo? Sure.
Why not?
Did Kevin Federline never respond to us? Sure.
Oh, why not?
Wow, you weren't lying about grade A celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, look, we put a cap at $100.
So okay.
It has to be.
There has to be $100. And for people who don't remember or haven't heard about it, Cameo is a website where you can get, quote unquote, celebrities to record a message for you or anyone in your life. Mm-hmm. And then they send it to you via video. They have thousands of people on this website.
And most of the people who use the service is, hey, my sister's a huge NSYNC fan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get Lance Bass to wish her a happy birthday.
Right.
Yes. And that's, I mean, very let's face sweet it, that's stuff. A cool gift.
That is
cool
pretty cool.
Gift.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very cool.
Because it's specifically for them, from right. that person. Mm-hmm.
So should we kick it off.
Yeah.
Allie and I are excited to present you with your gift.
Okay.
For winning the NCAA pool. First, we reached out to a legend of pop culture, but most importantly, a radio guy himself.
Okay.
And what I have to tell to you is there's a little box when you hire any of these people.
Okay.
That box says tell them what to say. So in this case, said that you were trying to get into radio, he himself being a radio host. On top of that, we said that you didn't write a winner in your bracket pool.
I didn't, and that's true, but I still beat both of you.
Absolutely did.
We also said maybe that you only wear shorts.
Okay.
Those are things that we said.
All true.
To celebrity number one, Kato Kaelin.
Kevin, I can't find you because you're hiding. You lost every pick in the NCAA tournament. You didn't pick one winner. Dude, I thought you knew basketball. You don't. My goodness. And what are you wearing, those shorts? What is it, Salvation Armani? Get with the program, dude. Get better clothes. I know that three of your favorite things are chicken pot pie. Dude, please, you've got to be a better person and all that. Where do you shop? Forever 81? Get some new clothes. You know, video killed the radio star, and you think you're going to be a radio guy? Yeah, you could be, I think. You know, but radio adds 6 inches. Oh, that's in your favor. Kevin, Allie, and Jensen. They love you, but come on. You got to pick a winner. You got one more try next year. At least pick one winner. I'm wearing a jock and a cup now in case a basketball game breaks out. I love you, Kev, but you got to get better. Goodbye.
What is going on? Also, I need to report that was recorded in the morning.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Wow.
Really.
By the way, it's not that I didn't pick a winner. It's that I didn't pick the ultimate winner.
Yeah,
I picked a whole bunch.
He didn't get that.
Shock here. Kato Kaelin didn't understand something.
Okay.
On top of that, didn't bring up that you like chicken pot pie.
No, that was very weird.
Odd thing for him to bring up.
Ad-libbed that.
And by the way, that was three things.
Yeah.
Chicken pot him. And pie. Yes.
He's quite amazing.
Yeah. Wow, that's quite a payoff.
You got Kato Kaelin. Yeah. Really a legend.
Yeah, that cost us $50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had money left over.
Oh, we sure did.
$50 more.
All right.
So we reached out to Juggalo rapper Blaze Ya Dead Homie, who is very much connected with the Insane Clown Posse.
Yes.
And Allie was just obsessed with it.
I was obsessed because when you see the video.
Yeah.
Kevin, he's in full makeup.
Oh, this is awesome.
And it looks like he's in his living room. So it just made me laugh because I was thinking, this guy got the cameo request and was like, gotta put on the makeup. Like, did his makeup, sat down, and recorded this. It brings me unspeakable
joy.
What is
Blaze Your Dead Posse?
Blaze Your Dead Homie.
What does he do with ICP?
He's been signed to Psychopathic Records like from the beginning. He's like the, one
Part
of their
posse.
Yes. He's like one of their main solo dudes. He got similar information.
I don't know what you paid him, but it's worth it.
All right.
Kev. Yo, homie. You ain't even earned a right for the IN. That's on the real. Come on. What kind of lame old mother loses the office NCAA championship? It's a pool. Man, I hope they was picking numbers. I hope you got stuck with some crazy ass number or some. Because anybody that was nuts enough to pick against Virginia this year is f***ed up. You just wild. That's lame. That's number one. That's number one. Number two.
That's only number one?
Number one. Yeah.
Okay, number two.
Man, come on. Don't nobody say Hootie Hoo no more. Don't nobody say that s***, man. Come on. Come correct with the real s***. We on that boop boop. Or we on that ay-yay. The mother that homie, but that's how we do it. So you better come correct. You better learn that. Rewind it, play it again, mother. Kev, what you know, man. You better come correct next year. Take that L, mother.
All right, I got to say, I love that.
That's Blaze Your Dead Homie.
That's the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. If Blaze Your Dead Homie is not replacing me on this show at the end of the year, then you guys are doing it wrong.
Full makeup.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody say Woody Woo no more.
Ain't nobody. They say Woody Woo.
All right, have you used up your whole $100?
Well, that's the thing. That was only $40. So we had 10 extra dollars. And when we were searching the website.
You can get the real A-plus guys with $10.
When we were searching the website, and this is Scout's Honor.
On God.
This was not set up.
Mm-mm. Okay.
For $10, we found producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, Dave Sanchez, yeah! King of Mexico.
He's now, on
by
Cameo?
The way, by the way, we didn't know. We stumbled upon him on Cameo for $10.
Dave's on Cameo?
This sounds fake.
Why
it is
didn't
real.
He tell us?
I don't know, but I wrote the exact script for what I wanted him to say.
Okay.
And for $10, and you can see all of this at Kevin and Bean on our social media. We're going to put up all the real Cameo videos. He recorded what I wrote.
Kevin, congrats on winning our NCAA pool. You're so good at hosting the show, considering how horrible of a producer you're stuck with. It's almost like you do it alone, to be honest. Also, the Clippers will lose in the first round. Have a great day, buddy.
Congratulations, Kevin, on your win.
There are two ways you can go with this. One is you can buy your tickets at AXS.com for Kevin Bean's 11th Annual April Foolishness this Friday night at the Microsoft Theater. And if you do that, proceeds will go to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedar Sinai NICU. I mean, that would be the reasonable thing to do.
Please.
Agreed. Because
mm-hmm.
you get a great show out of it.
Yep.
And people, worthy people get money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call us right now with your adorable little tyke at 1-800-520-106. And we're going to do kid jokes.
Yeah. Love it.
Kids telling jokes.
Kids telling jokes is the best, you guys.
Always the best, yes.
So we're looking for cute kids. You know, we don't want to hear from your ugly kids. So if, you're, if they're like, you know.
Cute sick, sounding is what you mean.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Of course, your kids are perfect.
Right.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there with a kid joke. And somebody wins not only tickets, but the good stuff. We're talking about the, what do they call it?
Ringside?
Ringside seats. 1-800-520-106.
And the pre-party.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. You can call right now, and we'll talk to your adorable little boy or girl in about 10 minutes.
Hey, Allie.
You guys, I want to share something with you.
Please.
Something I came across. You know how I love my Nextdoor app, where you can sign up, you can find out what's happening in your neighborhood. It tends to just be really insane neighbors thinking they're being vigilant about crime, but really they're just like, I saw a black guy in the neighborhood. Like, it's insanity what happens
that's
on the Nextdoor app.
Is that true?
Ring
oh,
is
yeah.
the, Ring is
I thought
the same
you were
way.
Joking.
Hey, why is this black dude walking by my house? That's what you see on
I
Ring.
I thought you were it's, joking.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
It's a lot of that.
It takes a lot of turns.
And I live in
on,
New Orleans where it's
Nextdoor.
All black dudes walking by your
wow.
house.
Wow. Yeah.
That,
up,
that
white
and coyotes.
People.
That and coyotes.
Coyotes, a lot of alerting you to coyotes.
Well, coyotes do eat dogs in the neighborhood.
Sure.
For real. Like, it's
yes,
a big thing.
But at this point, I know they're in my neighborhood.
Right.
I don't
yeah.
need to see all of your footage.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Your footage.
However, this man, we'll call him JJ from the Bronx, because that's his at name on Twitter. He got the alert to join Nextdoor, so he did. And what he found in his neighborhood is deeply concerning, you guys.
All right.
He found a post from a guy that said, my wife and I are having a baby, so I'm starting a meal train because it's our first and neither of us have any clue what's going on. If you're feeling neighborly...
What's a meal train?
It's like when someone dies, people bring a bunch of food to your
oh.
house.
Yeah,
or
but,
if you have cancer, they
yeah,
make sure that people
you,
are feeding you.
If you have an injury, anything like that, mm-hmm. you'll post on this, people get together, I'm making lasagna that night, that type of
gotcha.
Thing. However, this is a guy who's just... His name is Jim. And his wife, Alex, is pregnant. So they need some food, is what we're saying.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
She didn't have the baby yet?
No, she's she's waiting to have the baby.
Jim's planning ahead.
Yeah. The baby's coming later next
now,
week.
Now, is Jim asking friends of his to do this, or is
no,
it an
no.
open invitation
open,
to anyone?
Open invitation. And let's just get into what Jim is asking for, because JJ, the guy who posted about it, said, there's no way this guy's asking complete strangers to make him food because they're having a baby, right? And he goes, turns out they're in fact asking total strangers to help them with the most millennial phrasing I've ever read in my life. Now, when you think, okay, he's asking people for meals, he's trying not to be negative about this. So
right.
he thinks, oh, if you made a lasagna and made too much, we'll totally take it. We need it.
Or like a McDonald's drive-thru.
Something just very
what?
Easy.
Well, something cheap and fast.
Oh, I see.
Like, not
yeah.
something that
get
you
an extra
put time
one or whatever.
Into.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's where JJ all caps it. But there were 30 specific meals with recipes. For instance, for breakfast, you can make them a paleo breakfast egg muffin with thinly sliced cremini mushrooms, pork breakfast sausage, and then no big deal, no fewer than 11 dinner ideas, including spiced lamb meatball and Swiss chard stew. But just in case you want to make snacks, dry roasted unsalted almonds.
This is real.
Maybe make us some homemade granola or some chocolate peanut butter energy balls. This is real, you guys. But then it gets even worse.
It can't.
He put up recipes.
He said, but then they let you know that, you know, if you can't accommodate the meal, they totally understand. If you want to stop by and do their dishes or vacuum, you can do that. Here's the thing. Under least favorite meals, Alex really dislikes mashed potatoes. But again, this isn't necessarily about food. Text me, check in, maybe come visit, vacuum, wash some dishes, walk the dog. This will nourish us just as much.
Well, you can't walk the dog if you have a baby.
They don't have a baby.
They don't have a baby.
He has a pregnant wife.
Here's the part that just made me go, oh, my God, these are the worst human beings ever. He tops it all off by telling us that we can sign up for a day to text. And then if they're really not in the mood to see people, you can cook them a meal and leave it for them in a cooler in the yard because they can't be bothered to answer the door. They're too busy with a new baby. Thanks for the food.
That's
leave it in the cooler.
Awesome.
Terrible
this
human beings.
Also
is the
that.
Worst. So JJ said, if I don't egg their house, I deserve an award. He then saw a post under it that was positive that said, hey, neighbor, we live across the street with the crazy dog and the three-year-old. We know how tough it is and what a big transition. You can count us on us for some support. So JJ said, great, now I have to egg two houses. I mean, it is the most insane thing I've ever read in my life. I get it. You're swamped. You're overwhelmed.
But you're not yet.
You're just afraid of what's to come. But calm
Allie,
your teas.
Aren't you going to go by there and bring them a spiced lentil and sweet potato and kale whole wheat pocket for lunch?
You guys, the recipes are amazing.
The roasted eggplant salad, the freezer-friendly homemade burritos.
I got to be honest. I'm going to try polenta breakfast casserole squares.
They look great.
Everything
really
looks good on their menu.
Time.
You're having a baby.
Okay, guys, you can deliver all your food to 4872 Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
Just leave it in the yard. We don't
it,
feel like talking to people.
You're very busy. So that's what you can get on next door. I suggest y'all sign up.
That's the worst couple.
Friday night, you guys. We have a pair of... Oh. Wow.
That's... quite
the
music.
Didn't expect that right away. Kind of exciting.
Wow.
We have a pair of ringside VIP tickets to the Kevin and Bean. Nope, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay,
nope.
Okay.
To the Kevin and Bean 11th annual April Foolishness. Access to the pre-show VIP party and a ringside bag at the Microsoft. Nope.
Yep.
Again,
okay,
not
so.
Yet.
A little early.
At the Microsoft Theater this Friday night. Tickets on sale at AXS.com. We're giving them away right now with kid jokes.
Tickets to April Foolishness. Come and join the fun. Get your kid on the phone and make sure they're not dumb. Come on, kid, get on the line. It's your time to shine. Come on, kid, tell your kid joke. It's about that time. Kid jokes, make sure you don't choke. Be funny, that's what you do. Or mommy will punish you. Or daddy will punish you.
Oh.
Not sure that's where we're going.
I would pay to see Omar Khan in concert.
Same.
He's got
yeah.
so many great songs.
Absolutely.
Same. All right, let's just take them in order, and then at the end, we'll either pick a favorite if there's a clear one, or we'll have to do a drawing if they're all great. Why don't we start with Steve on line one? He is calling us from the Palisades. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? Hello? Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Or is this
Alex?
Alex.
Alex.
Alex is Steve's little girl. How are you? How old are you, Alex?
I'm 10.
10 years old. All right, you got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why do seagulls...
No, not yet.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Sorry for the bad man.
Oh, okay. Why do seagulls live by the sea?
Why do seagulls live by the sea? I don't know. Why?
Because if they lived by the bay, they would be bagels.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Well
to the
done.
Top. To the
Nicely
top.
Done.
Wow. You got extra last from the Jew, too, Alex.
Wow.
All
what's
right.
happening?
Let's move on to, I think this is going to be Evelyn, I think, in Inglewood, maybe on the phone.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. You sound awfully cute. How old are you?
8
years old. You want to tell us a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did the little tree say to the big tree?
What did the little tree say to the big tree?
Leave me alone.
Nice.
Well pulled.
That's
both
very
were pulled.
Funny.
Amazing.
Kevin, that was a pun. Will you allow it?
I will allow it.
All right. Let's go to little 6-year-old Ethan up next, Fontana. Hi, Ethan. How you doing today?
Good.
You going to school today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you get to it after you tell us a joke.
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Because there were a bunch of cheetahs.
Oh, these deliveries, man.
I love all three of them.
Great deliveries.
Amazing. Yeah.
Why are we now doing all kids in April Foolishness?
Amen.
These are fantastic.
All right, let's go to Nora, 10 years old from Riverside. Good morning, Nora.
Hi.
Hi, Nora. Thank you so much for calling in today. You have a joke you want to tell us?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
O2-D-Tor.
I like
it. It's impossible to pick.
Yeah. These guys are better on the air than Dave.
Agreed.
Yeah, they are. By the way, I'm Nora 2020, but I fear she might be a little too young to run things.
10-year-old Donovan from Los Angeles. Good morning. Hello, Donovan.
Hello?
Hi, Donovan. You have an awesome name. Can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay, you want to tell us a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, is your mommy making you do this, or do you want to do it?
I want to do it.
Okay. All right. So no authorities. Okay, go ahead, Donovan.
Why did the dog cross the street?
Why did the dog cross the street?
To get to the barking lot.
I like it.
So much better than parent jokes.
This is a great batch of kids, you guys.
All right, let's go to Aaron, 7 years old from Fullerton. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi,
Aaron. What do you have for us today?
Did you hear the joke about the skunk?
I didn't hear the joke about the skunk.
Never mind. It stinks.
I don't think we've ever had just solid top to bottom, all good.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
We're going to put all these kids on the road together. This is a tour.
Yeah, guys.
This is a tour that people would pay to see. All right, we have time for a couple more kid jokes. We're doing for April Foolishness tickets right now. Who's up next?
Madison, 8 years old from Claremont. Good morning, Madison.
Hi.
Madison, I understand you have a knock-knock joke for us. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right, we'd love to hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo beep beep.
All right, hang on. One more, you guys, and then I guess we'll have to do a drawing.
Yeah, we have to.
Play the big music.
Ismail in Los Angeles, 9 years old. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Ismail. This is our final joke, so I hope it's a good one.
Okay.
No pressure, kid.
No.
Don't blow it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you get when you come across a snowman and a vampire?
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
Frostbite.
Clever.
I don't think I would have figured that one out.
No.
That's actually pretty good.
All of those were good.
I wish we could give tickets to everybody. Thank you for sharing your kids with us. All right, so we had Alex and Evelyn and Ethan and Nora and Donovan and Aaron and Madison and Ismail. Very 21st century names, you guys. But only one can be the winner for his or her parents to join us this Friday night. Ringside VIP tickets for Kevin Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness with all the great comedy, the Kevin Bean Rap Show, and more. AXS.com to buy them. Who's our winner, please?
Well, he told us why they stopped giving tests at the zoo because of all the cheetahs.
Ethan! All right, congratulations, your mom, Regina, and
Francisco is his dad.
Okay, I hope Francisco finds a date for Friday night. We'll see you there. Thanks for playing Kid Jokes.
96.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 8.
There's no shortage of hot take Joneses in the world.
No.
That's for sure. Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone wants to share it.
Yeah.
And now the controversy... No, not yet. Too late. Okay, we've already given away the thing. Now the controversy has gotten to who pays on a first date. Mm. I think for most of recorded history, the guy paid on the first date because the guy's the one who asked the lady out, right?
What if it's two dudes? What if it's two girls?
Oh, great question.
What if the girl asked the dude out?
Exactly.
What if the place is super expensive? There are a lot of questions. So we'll break it down and tell you why the controversy is in the news coming up just after 8 a.m. First, Allie is here for a Tuesday. What's happening?
And if I pay, that means I get, right?
No one can see you pointing.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I always forget I'm on the radio.
100th time.
She points down there a lot, though.
She does.
Sure do. You would, too, if you had what I have.
Call now. No, don't call.
I just made Bean do a spit take.
He's still trying
to swallow. Oh, all right.
Wow. Hold that.
Guys. I almost spit all that water up.
It was wonderful. I'm going to play something for you. You guys can stop it at any time, but I have to say it was pretty delightful. The video is great. And it happened on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He had the whole cast of Avengers come together and do a recap of the entire Marvel franchise and do it in a video. But it's all to the tune of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. So it's amazing. And just let me know how much you want to hear.
Tony Stark, Iron Man, Nick Fury has a plan. Big Shot, Pepper Potts, Arc Reactor Core. Asgard, Kitchen War, Loki and his brother Thor. Bruce Banner, Radiation, Transformation. Wilson and Maria Hill, they're the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Clint Barton and Hawkeye, Black Widow, Russian Spy. Captain Rogers, World War II. Bucky, Peggy, I love you. First Avenger, here we go. Everyone a step forward.
I'm going to tell you. I learned a lot. I feel like I'm ready.
But aren't they just naming people and things that are in the movies?
They're recapping it. They're naming the people and what the plot line is. Mm. Yeah.
Hydra, Arnim, Zola, Loki, Battle for Humanity, Stones of Infinity, Space Time, Soul.
A little bit, yeah. They're explaining it.
Okay.
Somewhat.
The Infinity Stones. Sure. And
I mean, this is faster than having to watch 22 movies.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Groot's the little one that looks like a broom.
You call him a broom every time.
He's a little broom.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
It was pretty darn good, you guys. I liked it. Okay, I brought this story up because I need us to discuss it.
Okay.
Do you consider your car more than just a car?
No.
Mm-mm. 64% of Americans say they actually consider their car a friend.
No.
That is a sad statistic.
It's also a fake statistic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A new survey also revealed that a lot of us would actually substitute our own distress in place of our car's distress.
Nope.
For example, over a third of Americans would rather themselves get a scratch than on their car.
Nope.
That's just dumb.
Another 15% would rather break a bone in their own body than have their car break down.
What is going on? This is a fake thing.
No. This is a fake thing.
No.
One in five, that's 21%, would rather spend an entire day in jail than have their car get totaled.
What is going on?
I agree with that.
Well, that one, that's true.
Absolutely.
I don't think so. I'd rather my car get totaled than spend a night in jail.
Well, it just says a day.
Oh, I don't sleep there?
Yeah, I don't know.
We haven't done a deep dive. Very important detail.
Exactly.
That is a big detail.
Yes.
No.
Look,
exactly.
I get that your car next to your home, if you have one, is your most valuable possession. I get that it is worth more money than anything else.
But
in your
is
life.
It your friend?
But it's not your friend.
Two-thirds of people said that.
Yeah.
And the one you did about broken bone rather than...
15% would rather break a bone in their own body than have their car break down.
Okay, that's insane.
That's stupid. Nuts.
That's dumb. Nuts. Yeah.
Remember recently I had my garage door come down on my car?
Yeah.
I'd much rather come down on my car than on me.
Of course.
What if...
Because you're normal.
What if we're just talking a pinky?
No!
You'd rather deal with just a splint on your pinky than having to deal with getting your car fixed.
No, I don't even care about my... I mean, that's fine. I care about my body more than my car.
Pinkies are BS.
Number one, pinkies are not BS. They're used when holding cups. All sorts of reasons. Also, when I'm drinking fancy. I have to hold
stick
it out.
Yeah. Stick it out. You do seem like the type. Okay, yeah. How about this? 13% of Americans would actually break up with their partner before parting with their car.
Nope.
This is not real.
Okay.
It's not cool.
Where did it come from?
Have you ever, Kevin, had to give up a car? Like, you just, maybe you were a single guy and then you had a Corvette and then you got married and your wife's like, listen, we need to get rid of the Corvette. Yeah. Has that ever happened where you had to part with your car?
I don't think so.
Either of you?
No.
Okay. Well, then this isn't for you. Because 45% of people have shed real tears when parting with their car.
No.
They have cried. Okay, this I believe. 44% of people have named their car. I believe that.
Stop it. I believe that.
Okay.
Is this from BS Weekly?
No. It's a real thing.
Is this from The Onion?
Might be. It makes sense, though. On average, you spend 8 hours and 22 minutes every week in your car, which I can imagine...
In Los Angeles, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Doubled, probably.
Yeah.
So it becomes a real part of your life.
Who has named their car?
Oh, my mother called our station wagon Nelly growing up.
After the rapper?
Probably.
Did it have a Band-Aid on one side?
It had a Band-Aid on half the car, and then she's like, no, she would talk about how hot it was in here.
Congrats, everyone.
Yeah.
It's hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
It's one of my favorites. One of my biggest hits. I reject everything.
I do too.
You have said
this is all false.
Right. I do.
But we should take calls tomorrow
about people who name their car
and would they rather?
Yeah, yes. I have an unhealthy relationship with their car.
I like it.
None of that involved tailpipes.
No, it didn't. Bean. It's not that kind of survey.
All right,
sicko.
Just ask it how much you love your car. That's all.
You guys, the first episode of Game of Thrones, 17.4 million viewers. Mm-hmm. It was insanity, right?
Right.
Because we talked about, this is HBO. Not everyone has HBO. This isn't on CBS or NBC. This is a paid subscription service, right?
Yeah, that's what made it so shocking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what a bummer for them because the ratings completely slipped in episode two. I mean, 10.29 million
is
an insane number.
That's a crazy amount of people.
Wow.
Why did they lose so many people? For reals.
I think that the first one was like a pop culture phenomenon. Like, people like you guys tuned in for the first time ever. You'll watch it again, I guess, but watching it live night of was an event.
Yeah. People had parties.
I don't think that's a plus three or anything either.
I think this is just the initial airing of Sunday's episode.
What's plus three? Is that the DVR number?
Numbers, other airings, it'll be more.
Day one watching was you had to have watched it or you wouldn't, or at work you wouldn't.
Because everyone's going to be talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I bet you the plus threes and plus sevens and stuff are higher on this than they are on episode one.
I've recorded episode two, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
I see.
Ask your boy about TV.
I see.
There's too much of it.
Stop calling yourself your boy.
No, I am your boy.
I have a question.
Sure.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Great question. No, but thank you. I appreciate you asking. What's happening? Let's talk about some birthdays, you guys. George Lopez. Right? Michael Moore. Cal Penn. Dev Patel. John Cena. John Oliver. And your favorite, Hadid.
Not Bella is what I call her.
What's her name though?
How do you? It's like if she walked in, you'd be like, "Hey,
hey, Miss Hadid, how are you? Happy birthday, birthday girl!"
But then she said, "Just say, call me by my first name."
Gigi.
There you go.
Oh, okay, good.
Gigi, right?
Good. Okay. Yeah. You usually say Gigi.
You called her Gigi for Gigi. A long, long
okay.
time.
It's Gigi.
I love.
We have a podcast, you guys. The Kevin Bean Show podcast.
Since when?
For a while now. You can go to radio.com or iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, because sometimes you can't listen to as much of the show as you might prefer or we might prefer, and you miss a lot of stuff. For instance, David Allen.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. For instance, David Alan Greer on the show tomorrow. What happens if you're already at work or school and you miss it? You got the podcast.
You don't want to listen.
You don't want to be dagless.
Right. Colin Hanks coming up on the program on Thursday, by the way. Next week's guests include our friend Jimmy Pardo, the great Eddie Izzard, Henry Winkler, David Cross. So much good stuff coming up on the Kevin Bean Show. You don't just want to count on the 20 minutes you're in the car.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. Get the goddamn podcast and enjoy it.
Oh, God.
I love, though, that you think people in L.A. are spending 20 minutes in their car.
If they live right that next door to where they were.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, Tattoo Bean over here.
Yeah.
Right. Telling people to goddamn do
things. Right? He's cussing. Yeah. He was smoking just a few minutes ago. He's like, I got to go out for a smoke break.
I saw him kick a dude in the kitchen.
Oh, I bent down to get a pen. You said you want to earn a dollar while you're down there?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I'm telling HR. A lot.
Everything changes, man. Once you become a tough guy.
He has his hair slicked back with gel, and he keeps pulling out I think it's a knife. But then he hits a button. It's a comb.
Yeah.
And then he combs his hair.
Slick. We'll recap my tattoo experience from yesterday coming up in a little while. First, though, Allie, the article is, do people care about who pays on a date? Here's what experts have to say. I didn't realize. I mean, I, like I said, it's been a long time since I've been on a date. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, am I just old-fashioned that I would assume that the man generally asks the lady out and the lady generally is treated to a meal?
I think traditionally, yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's what it's always been.
Probably still happens a decent amount.
Absolutely.
I would imagine a lot of times.
Absolutely.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this. Are there women who are offended at being put in that position because they feel like, hey, I'm every bit as capable of paying my half of the bill as you are paying yours? Don't patronize me by offering to buy me food?
I
would say you're capable of paying the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't. If you're offended by that, I think we need to take a deep dive into, you know, some things.
But I mean, are we talking about equality or not?
Well, if you...
Isn't that what it is?
There's a difference between opening a door for someone because you're courteous and a gentleman mm-hmm. and thinking that a woman is weaker than you to open the door. Like, I always paid for date dinners, always, even if I was asked out by someone, just because I felt like that's what I was raised to do, I guess. Not because I didn't think they had money or weren't capable of pulling out a credit card.
What's it like to get asked out by someone, Jensen?
Well, it didn't work out, as you know. I asked out Danielle. So, okay. But no, I mean, I guess my thing is I never even thought about letting someone else pay on a date, ever.
Apparently, it is increasingly more common for people to go Dutch, mm-hmm. for people to decide to split the meal. But I imagine it would be extraordinarily awkward to have that conversation before you've even gone out.
Oh, I don't think you have it before you go out.
Well, you don't have it after you eat.
Yeah, you don't wrestle for the check at the end.
All right, yeah, listen, no, 50-50, what are we doing here?
I think it's I'll pay. No, I'll pay.
Right.
Yeah, and we'll split it.
We'll split it. I think that's how it goes.
That's how it works, yeah.
Okay.
You're not like...
But who's leaving the tip?
Now, that's the thing in the article that killed me.
That makes no sense
to me. Is it saying that if I ask someone out and then I pay for the date, mm-hmm. the other person is then responsible for the tip?
I've never heard of that.
I've heard of that in a courtesy way. Like, well, then I'll pick up the tip.
Right.
But I've never heard of it in a date situation.
This is a life coach who suggests to Elite Daily, where the article appeared, when in a relationship, many couples either split or alternate. It's not fair for one person to be stuck paying all the time. Totally makes sense. However, Ruben also advises that it's common courtesy for the person who is treated to leave a tip, so carry cash on a date.
Ruben is a life coach now? I mean, he has lived a long life.
He knows a lot.
No one has seen more life than Ruben has.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, so we can try to make some sense of this.
Please, help us.
Here is a matchmaker at Matchmakers in the City who says, everyone has their own preferences. I've had many women come into my office lamenting about how offended they were that a man suggested they would go Dutch. Now, would you consider that offensive, Allie?
Absolutely not, and I think she's full of crap.
I would find it offensive. I'm not a woman, clearly, yet. But what I'm saying is, I think for sure I would be offended if I was a woman. Let's split this.
That's,
yes!
But again, I'm saying, isn't that equality?
I'm not saying they can't pay the bill. I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying they can, but it's a courtesy to do that.
I've even had women say that they had a wonderful date, but then the man accepted her offer to split the bill, and it was then the first and last date. That's a trap.
That's a no-no.
That's a trap.
Oh, wow.
Oh, let me split the bill, you say, as if you're sincere. No.
Mm-hmm. I want a second date. I'm paying.
And then you dust him. Wow.
The way around it, I do think, just... something I guess it would work with me is if I said, oh no, I'm going to pay for this. And then they said, okay, I'll get next time then.
Like, absolutely.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That's super legit.
Yeah, that's legit to me. But as far as first date mm-hmm. or even second date, if it's not offered, I just think that's part of the world.
I absolutely, when the guy, you know, reaches for the bill, I wink and I say, I got next. Right?
You go.
And then I go, shirts and skins.
Two guns too.
Yeah. And it usually works out. Is this thing on?
I was just trying to imagine when the last time you went out on a date and who was president then. It just seems like, wow.
Wow.
I just feel like, are we talking Carter here or Reagan or what?
That two beans crazy, man.
I was a toddler, so that's gross.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Some people care and see it as a deal breaker. Others don't, and that's okay, too, says the experts. What do you think? Do you have a policy? Do you have thoughts? Is there a right? Is there a wrong? How do you handle this business? 1-800-520-1067.
If you're in Swipe Nation and you're on these dating apps, tell us. What is first person who communicates? First person. I don't know any of those rules.
Right.
I just pay for you.
You ask me out. You pay. I say, oh, do you want to split it? If he says yes, you split it. But normally,
but you don't mean it.
Don't at all. You should be paying for it,
it's
sir.
A trap.
Yes.
It's a trap. We'll take your calls. Just ahead of the Beastie Boys, let's take one call. It will be Andy in Bellflower. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. I'm glad you called in because it sounds like you have a little bit of a different take than most in this room about who should pay on a first date. What's your policy?
Okay, so my policy is, as a guy, we like to hold open doors and do everything chivalrous that we can to impress our ladies. And when you take a girl out to dinner, you want to pay for that dinner, but you're straddling the borderline of offending her if she's working and if she's going to be upset that you feel she's incapable of covering her own tab. And before Jensen sits here and argues with me, because he loves to argue with everybody, I love you, Jensen. It's just...
Call radio, but no biggie.
You got to throw that out there. You got to say, hey, I would love to cover this bill, but if that makes you uncomfortable, what is the way you would like to handle this? Do you want to split it? Is that going to make you feel strange?
I like it. Andy, I like that you start attacking immediately. Is that going to make you feel bad or good?
I love that Aziz Ansari listens to the show, too.
Andy has spent a lot of time in HR departments. Andy has been Me Too'd, so he has come up with some policies.
Doesn't he sound like Aziz?
A little bit.
Really does. Yeah, I love
it. All right, so you would actually have that conversation. Like, to me, that doesn't sound like the date is going well if you actually say that those words out loud, you know?
Are you
going
to get your feelings hurt?
You sound pretty uppity. You want to pay?
I just want to go on record, Andy. I have not argued with you at all. It's been all of my co-hosts who are roasting you.
The article is, do people care about who pays on a date? Here's what experts have to say. In this case, we're asking you to be the expert. Do you have a policy on this? Do you have thoughts on this? At 1-800-520-1067. Before we get to Stephanie, we heard from Rachel, frequent Kevin and Bean contributor. I feel very strongly that men shouldn't be the only ones paying on first dates. On my first date with my current boyfriend of 8 years, I insisted that we either split the bill or I pay it fully. We ended up splitting the bill. Clearly, it worked out, and I look like a baller. from the 626, totally tacky if the guy suggests to split when a girl hasn't offered to pay. Okay to split if a girl offers to pay first.
Now, interesting.
Why is that, Allie? Why is it tacky if a guy suggests to
maybe ask that woman because it's her opinion.
But also maybe she's assuming that you're going to pay. So when you ask, she goes, "Oh, that's kind of
this
cheap."
I don't know whether it's a man or a woman. Oh. It's 66.
Allie, can you please speak for all women?
Here's the thing. Obviously, this depends on the person entirely. But for me, if I'm asked out, you are paying. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. And then if you do say, "Oh, you want to split this?" Maybe I do make a little mental note like, oh, all right, you want to split
cheap
this?
Ass. Okay.
What's up, cheap ass? But I never offer to pay on the first date if he's asked me out because for a lot of dudes, that emasculates them. And let's be honest, we don't need any emasculated men because then they shoot up people.
This got dark.
Wow.
This really got dark fast.
Wow.
All right. Let's try
Stephanie. We ended up with a mass shooter, and I'm not sure how.
Just saying, toxic masculinity is not something I want to deal with. She's in
Riverside. She's going to weigh in. Stephanie, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Lenovo people. Love you all. Long time fan.
Thank you.
So 13 years ago, met my husband, and I actually asked him out on our first date.
Excellent.
When we got to dinner, had a great meal, he offered to pay, and I said, no, we'll split it. Happily married and together for 13 years now.
Now, what was the reason? What would have been the downside if you would have just accepted his generosity to buy you a meal?
Well, for me, it felt like a critical point at the very beginning of our relationship because I saw a future with him. So I always wanted it to be an equal partnership and not, you know, one side has to carry more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, that's just kind of what I saw, and it never turned out really well. So I wanted to try something different, and it worked out pretty nicely.
Stephanie laying down the rules.
What's
on
it like
day one
to see a future with someone? That must be awesome.
Even a second date.
So awesome.
So glad you called, Stephanie. Thank you. Let's go to line three. Give me some Jay, would you? He's in Long Beach up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. A completely different opinion.
Morning, Jay.
What's up, man?
What's up with you?
I think the guy should always say, if the girl offers to split the bill, then do it. But I did have a coworker who told me that she had a bunch of girlfriends that were just going on a bunch of Tinder dates to get free dinners.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if that's why guys are asking to split the bill more often now.
In case they're not there for the right reason, is what you're saying.
Freeloaders.
Yeah, she had a girlfriend that at one point said, oh, I got to stop going on Tinder dates. I'm gaining too much weight.
I mean,
that's awesome.
I never thought about using Tinder for free food, but that's a smart chick. Right?
Yeah,
we're all thinking it, right?
I mean, yeah, but who knows? What if they go on this date and they like the person? That is kind of what dating is.
Yeah, true.
Dating is technically free meals.
And that's why I say the guy should pay, but if she offers a split, then split it.
All right.
Yeah.
It does sound like, if you come to that conclusion together, mm-hmm. I just think that if you're like, you want to split this?
Yeah.
You're a real creep bucket.
Really?
Okay, a lot of strong feelings on this. All right, let's try Steve in Newbury Park, please. He's on line six up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, Steve.
What's going on, people?
Well, as you can tell, a lot of different opinions floating around on this who pays on a date thing. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty ridiculous. You know, if I'm going to go on a date, I'll pay. Someone's got to – if a girl asks me to split it, it kind of goes against me. I'm
what?
Not about paying for it. It's not a problem. Even if a girl just wants to go out for dinner and she just wants to, what should I say here? She just wants to,
whatever the next word is going to get you in trouble.
We're all on the edge of our seats.
Be very careful.
Go, Steve. Get him, Steve.
What?
Throwing me in a hole here, man.
Steve, does it make you feel like less of a man if you don't
not
pay?
Well, then why,
okay,
if
then
she
what?
Offers to
not
pay,
all,
why wouldn't you just go,
it's
okay?
It's not even something that's on the radar when I go into a date. As it comes up, it's like, I'm just going to throw my card out. I don't care. And if a girl wants to split it, I had one girl once, you know, get upset that I pay. And I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I don't need to be a part of this. This ain't the girl I'm looking for. So whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
So that's a deal breaker for
what's
Steve.
What's it like being alone?
No,
listen, deal breaker for Steve.
I feel very unmasculine most of the time. So,
you should.
Yes, but I do feel like I like paying for that first date, and it has nothing to do with being a dude. That's what I was raised with. Yeah, yeah. So.
Right, and that's fine. Except for I feel like if the girl says you want to split
it,
then
I'm not going to argue. If
then
she gets
I would say
a
fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but my goal
is
all reaction for me. It's just something I'm so used to doing. It's just.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Take it easy, Steve.
We appreciate it, Steve. Don't shoot up a school. All right. Let's go to one more. Let's make it Carol Ann. She's in Torrance. We'll give her the final word on this.
Hey, Carol Ann.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You have a policy. What is it?
Okay. So my policy is that the only reason why I would go Dutch is because in my experience, when I let a guy pay, it seems like they expect something in return. Do you know what I mean? They somehow get more hornier after. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like they expect something. So, but now, I mean, I won't get offended if they want to pay. But nowadays, I just meet them for coffee. Because if they're not the one, then it's a very long-ass dinner.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
True.
Yeah. That does make a lot of sense.
Especially when he gets oysters and he winks at you and you're like, this is going.
So the more expensive the meal, the hornier he gets. The more he's anticipating that you're the dessert.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
This just in, Jensen is a terrible, shallow person, which I don't think we knew until
Wait,
we had that
Wait, that's
that
just in?
Just in. It's new to me.
Well, commercial breaks get weird.
I thought he was a pretty good dude, but now I realize he's garbage man.
Yes.
Would you like to take that back, coming up just after 9 a.m.?
You don't need to make defenses already.
Let's just wait here. No, but my point is
But let's wait and listen.
Is it essential that we record the show? Like, why? Why do we record the show?
It is. So you have another chance where you can actually take it back and redeem yourself.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I'm looking and talking only to you.
I don't either.
But
it's
that's how
never
it works.
Good news. Would you like to take that back? Coming up just after 9. First, Allie's here with What's Happening on a Tuesday.
I'm going to name some people.
Okay.
This will be fun.
This is just the new segment. Allie names people.
Are they random or are they connected in
They're
some
connected.
Way?
Okay. Richard Pryor, David Letterman, Jay Leno, Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, Dave Chappelle, Sarah Silverman, Judd Apatow, Chris Rock, Marc Maron, Whitney Cummings, Bob Saget.
That's a pretty strong list.
Well, yeah. All stand-ups.
What is
all
it?
All stand-ups. This is a roster of performers who got their start or honed in their craft at the Comedy Store.
Wow. Sure.
Why am I bringing this up?
Because why are you bringing this up?
Showtime will delve into the history of the iconic L.A. comedy club, The Comedy Store, with a four-part docuseries. I am in. It's going to feature interviews with some of the many comics, like I've listed. Probably some won't be there.
It's comedy.
They've passed. But there's also going to be vintage performance footage. Some of it has never been seen.
Interesting.
Right? A little background on the Comedy Store. You find out a lot about Mitzi Shore.
Comedy.
Who had a lot to do with, you know, not only being a mentor, but for a lot of these comics, a real kind of maternal influence for them.
Seeing them young, too, yes. Like working out their stuff, that sounds great.
And absolutely. There's like a lot of crazy stuff happened there.
Sure. A lot of crazy stuff.
I don't mean to spoil it, but a guy jumped off a building next door during a stand-up comedy strike.
Right.
Yeah, crazy stuff happened there.
Just stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff in that back room. If you've ever been in the green room at the Comedy Store, you'll be like, hey, why are all these like lines in the table? What happened here? Oh, got it.
As they say, dying is easy. Comedy is hard.
They do say that. Mm.
People say it's haunted, too.
Oh, absolutely. I did a ghost tour there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God, I'm a nerd.
You really are.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
Don't say stuff out loud.
It's totally haunted.
Even if you do it outside of your mouth, they hear it on the mic.
Right. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Even like this? Do you guys hear this?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about now?
Yes.
Now, no.
Okay.
Yeah, all good.
Wow, I should try sex. The show is slated for a 2020 premiere. 2020. That was my Barbara Walters. Thanks, guys. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have just settled into their new home near Windsor Castle. It's called Frogmore Cottage. And the arrival of their first child is expected any day now. But according...
Royal baby. Stop it.
Odds makers have it today, by the way.
Really?
Not interested.
As being the day the baby is born.
But according to the Sunday Times of London, the pair are seriously mulling over a move to Africa.
I saw this headline and it makes no sense.
If they do move abroad, their royal duties would entail charity work and promoting Britain.
Which they sort of do anyway.
I don't buy it. I don't buy
it. You don't believe it?
I can't see a member of the royal family that deep into the royal family not living in England.
Okay.
I feel like
what do you think the outcry would be from people in England? What do you think they would say?
Why doesn't he love us anymore?
You dipped into Ireland there.
I feel like he should be here with us.
Okay, little Ringo.
Would the queen be mad, though?
Yeah, what would the queen think, seeing her...
This is outrageous!
Oh, wow. She's furious.
She's pissed.
Well, her grandson's moving away. Yeah. Wow, she's pissed.
Big deal.
What do you think the queen would say if she saw Bean's tattoo?
That tattoo is hideous.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
She's in a mood.
Really good work.
I was hoping Her Majesty would have approved.
She's on one.
Yeah, what if Bean... like, you're out in Great Britain, and people are like, what's that under the little bottom of your shirt? Then you pull it up, and they see the queen. What is their reaction?
Their reaction is what an idiot. Why did you get the stupid queen on your arm?
Whoa, the
it's
ending
getting
there.
Worse. The ending it's getting
no,
worse.
Just, you're losing the British accent. You're losing it in front of our eyes.
I said they were from England. I don't know. It wasn't a tourist from another country.
That was closer to Blazy a Dead Homie than it was from Great Britain.
I don't know what to tell you,
it's
guys.
It's going away quickly. You better move right away, dude.
This is my accent. You shouldn't be less British once you get the queen tattoo.
I feel like you're raising a good point. Give it one more run.
I'm not going to do it.
Just say these words. That's quite a tattoo.
That's quite a tattoo.
Better.
I'll take it.
A little better.
Okay, I'm glad. Better.
Right.
Are they going to move to Africa, though? No, right?
No.
You see Meghan living in Africa?
I don't. No, it's just insane. I don't know. But there's all that
talk about
a huge...
They're just trying to get away from the queen.
Yeah. Well, there's talk about like this huge royal feud between Prince Harry and Prince William.
I don't like it. I don't like it a bit.
Because reports are Prince William had a little affair with a friend of Kate's. Oh. You heard about that, right?
I did not.
Yeah. And Harry's like, hey, stop acting like our douchebag dad. What are you doing?
This is all unsubstantiated. It's chatter.
It's chatter.
Bean getting all defensive.
Well, right? I'm just saying,
if you're going to get defensive, you have to do it in the British accent. Otherwise,
all,
we're not going to listen.
It's all just white Bean.
It's probably not true. But we don't know.
Uh-huh. What is it?
It's chatter.
Okay, that's your chatter. Best. That's your best so far. I don't care about that story. I just did it so Bean would do
you
it.
You wanted to hear British Bean have
absolutely
a comment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hey, you guys, if you were not one of the lucky ones to get tickets to see the big movie Avengers Endgame on its opening night, like Kevin did. Well, Thursday, I guess, is the opening.
It's opening night.
He did get tickets to Friday night's.
Four tickets. Yeah.
Four tickets. Uh-huh. Which is interesting since we're doing, you know, the big April foolishness that night.
I mean, it is the same night.
Yeah.
But at 7:30 p.m. Oh, yeah. Right.
So if you weren't one of those lucky ones because Kevin was buying all the tickets that he can't use now, don't worry because some AMC theaters are going to be open 24 hours a day from...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is a whole new level of nerd.
From Thursday to Sunday, they released a press release yesterday saying, listen, we're just trying to do everything we can to make sure you nerds see the movie
opening
again.
To make as much money as possible. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Kevin, go Thursday night. Dude.
He can. He's got another thing.
I have Bob Saget's charity dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. No one wants you to see the Avengers movie.
Kevin
Everybody's
is
fighting against
very
me.
Busy.
Are you going to have to wait till Saturday like the little people?
Whoa.
The poor people?
Yes.
Like the plebes.
I am. I was able to trade in my Friday tickets for Saturday.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I can actually go.
Nice. By the way.
Is it still going to be good on Saturday?
No. It expires.
Oh, it expires.
That's what I was worried.
Such
yeah.
a bummer.
Oh, no. By the way, domestic U.S. numbers, what they're thinking, they're saying at least 270 million. And Hollywood Reporter says... maybe about 300 million. That's not out of the question.
That's insane.
That's domestic, I mean, you guys. They're thinking it might get up to 900 million worldwide opening weekend.
I'm sorry. I don't speak geek.
That's an insane.
That is crazy. And for a 3-hour movie, obviously it plays fewer times
than
an hour and a half.
Exactly, Kevin.
I do math.
Right?
Right.
Says the guy who bought 6 tickets or 8 tickets on accident.
I'm not sure it was on accident. I think maybe it was subconsciously. I don't want to rap.
I want to give money. Yeah, that's true. Smart. I thought you just want to give more money to Marvel.
How many times do you think you'll see the Avengers Endgame movie?
You mean like 5 years from now?
No,
just like in theaters.
Oh, in theaters? Yeah. Probably 3.
That's how I thought that was a 3-year. Yeah.
Yeah.
9 hours, sure. Man.
Yep.
Just sitting there wearing a diaper.
Yep. Like I do.
That has nothing to do with the length of
right,
the movie.
Right, no, correct.
It's kind of a kink, right?
I can't control stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I said it was a kink.
It was a kink. I'll go with you then. Yours is better.
Some birthdays for you. Michael Moore, George Lopez, Cal Penn, Dev Patel, John Cena, John Oliver, and Gigi Hadid.
What if I just plead guilty and then we don't even have to have a trial?
It's more fun to have a trial.
Okay. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Jensen, have you been in the Would You Like to Take the Back file?
I have not been in it. Oh, I did for one. Yeah, I did for one, I believe. Yeah.
So do you, in general, when you say something dumb on the show, you pretty much stand by it, you think?
No.
Do you have regrets?
I always have regrets. Uh-huh. Yeah, I live regretful.
Okay.
The day that we did Would You Like to Take That Back last, on that day,
yes,
Jensen went in the file.
No kidding!
Oh, no.
Yes, he did.
If you go down to Van Nuys and get in your little plane and fly it to Mexico, no one can stop you.
Talking about R. Kelly being a flight risk.
Okay. Passport or no.
The problem is once you get to that country,
they'll check
do?
It supposedly, right?
Yeah,
but look, if you're R.
Should.
Kelly and you're in Mexico and you give them $100,000, they're letting you in.
I mean, the good news about that guy is he believes he can fly.
Oh, come on. I don't hate it. Neither did they.
Should we put that in today's Would You Like
Might
to Take That
well.
Back?
Might as well.
I think that was heroic. Would you like to take that back? I'm standing by it. I think 2 out of 3 that are here at this
Absolutely.
Table all agreed upon it being good. So.
I would also like to rule out Allie's. Vote, though, because she likes all of them.
I well, really do.
Every single time she goes, I don't hate it.
Well, but I immediately like that
the
one.
The applause was a bean drop, yeah. So I'm going to feel confident.
I would have been very disappointed had you taken that back. That was strong.
Next up is Bean.
Oh, how dare you?
Yep. We're talking about his Instagram and how his first picture is just like a guy that's upside down. His face is all hacked. It just looks horrible. And the woman on the phone is Bean's wife, Donna.
I do and, lose a not, lot of blood every morning when I shave.
It's not like he quits after the first cut. He's like, oh, this will get better. You know?
Well, I just feel like the first cut is the deepest, and if I can survive
you
now,
go straight to hell.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I mean, obviously, I know what I was going for, but it's a song from 1977, right?
So, wow, really timely, good.
Yeah, doesn't really hit the sweet spot with our listeners. I say I'm going to take that back. I'm going to regret that I said that.
Next up is Jensen.
Oh no!
Oh, nice.
Wow.
No. Talking about
Limp Bizkit.
Having a little company here in the pile.
He may pass you yet. Okay. Not sure. Talking about Limp Bizkit playing the troupe.
Last night was a Fred Durst revival.
Was that last night at the Troubadour?
Yeah, $3 you got to see. I mean, it sold out in seconds, which I guess happens anytime anyone plays for $3. But then they had Marilyn Manson perform songs with him and Billy Corgan and Machine Gun Kelly. It was like a rebirth of Limp Bizkit, which is something I never wanted to say on K-Rock and this year. But yeah, I mean, it seems like people care.
Anyone ask for their money back?
No, the $3. No, they lived with that mistake. It was either their way or the highway.
File that. Good God.
Would you like to take that back?
Wow, Allie turned on that one.
Yeah, you know, if you don't get Allie, you might as well just take it back immediately. I'll take it back.
All right. You've lost the room at that point.
Yeah. Up next is Jensen.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm becoming too bean-like.
I enjoyed this so much.
I believe we were talking about April Fool's ideas.
Let's play all 311 songs today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
else.
People will definitely stay tuned in.
I know. How could they miss
it? We always come original, so I'm not shocked.
I mean, that's a rough way to start.
Yeah.
Welcome to the week.
Would you like to take that back?
My follow-ups are good.
Welcome to the week.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm going to leave it out. I'm going to keep it.
Wow, I think that's a bad choice.
Any 311 joke, I'm always in.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Wait, are you in or are you down?
Oh, wow. Finally.
Have you guys ever filed during the
No, we haven't, but we will. We can now.
Good Lord.
Beat is up next. We were talking about Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Was this story that she was in a hotel but crashed a wedding? I can't remember exactly what the story was about.
She was performing in a hotel, like, randomly one night.
All right. So that's what we were talking about, and then Bean has to come with the comedy.
You don't expect something crazy like that to happen at a Diana Ross.
At a hotel. Like a random little, hey, Diana Ross at this hotel right now. Just insane.
Was he just trying to reach out and touch somebody's hand? Is that possible?
I mean, I don't hate it, Bean.
Okay.
Chip hates it. I don't hate it.
Okay.
Would you like to take that back?
I think that was somebody who jumped up on stage.
Yes.
And
she like smacked his hand.
Yeah,
she was not pleased.
Yeah. That's a reference to a song even older than the last song I referenced. So I'm throwing that one right back in the pond.
Yeah. Well, all right.
And the fact that's
a record for Bean.
Obviously, Kevin wasn't here that day.
Right.
Because... we wouldn't have gotten through that.
Right,
he would have killed
him. He would have stopped it, yeah.
Bean is next.
Oh, man.
Jensen was talking about Questlove getting some awards.
Okay.
He's been on Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain, featured on Top Chef. Questlove, right?
Instead of a James Beard Award, he should have been receiving a James Afro Award.
Oh.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
He's just got the biggest and the best afro
in
the
business.
Right. No, we got it. It was just horrible.
Way more. I mean, his beard is fine.
No, we get it.
But look at the hair.
DJ. Would you like to take that back?
There's no such thing as a James Afro Award.
Right.
I mean,
we understand.
I'm certainly taking
that
it back.
That was horrible.
Wow.
Good.
Tattoo Bean.
Yeah, he's very reflective.
Whole different person.
Yeah.
Justin is up
next.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Talking about, I believe, Limp Bizkit for weenie roast.
Oh, all right. I'm not even kidding, guys, when I tell you that we brought this up to management, and they rolled their eyes at us, and we're like, look, they played to 10,000 people at the OC Fairgrounds the other night, and they killed it.
Yeah, Musink. People were losing their
and
minds.
And I'm telling you, I think
heard
people,
the recap. The
People are ready for a little rolling again, I think, right? Yeah.
People want it my way.
Okay.
Or the highway.
Would you like to take that back?
Same joke, different day.
Wow.
Was there a guest for that one?
Yeah, it was Noodles.
Oh boy.
Same joke.
Oh, I mean,
different day.
Clearly taking it back.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So you didn't ask me, but I'm taking back rolling.
You should.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just as guilty.
Mm-hmm. Bean is next.
Oh, where's Allie in this? Would you like to take that back?
Talking about BB Rexha, I believe is how you say her name.
Yes.
You're talking about her mental health, and she was coming out and saying she was bipolar.
Oh, no. For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. Now I know why.
I guess this announcement was meant to be.
Is that a song by her?
Yeah.
The song with the Florida Georgia Line is number one for 39 weeks.
File.
You guys don't get me. Okay. Very current.
He likes to stay current.
Very popular song. Yeah. Completely legitimate.
None
comment.
Of us in the room got it, though.
But
none of us.
But that's on you guys, though.
Is it on all of us?
It is. That you guys
if
don't know BB Rexha.
If it's me, I can see it's me.
But you don't know BB
Rexha. If it's Allie, I can see it's Allie.
But you guys
it's all of us.
Would you like to take that? Should I fold?
No, I'm sticking with a tattoo bean.
All right.
I'm going to fold.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
All right.
I felt good about it, but I mean, if nobody got it, maybe it is me. I feel like you guys should have gotten it.
That was my point. Why were you arguing back the entire time? That's what I said.
I thought I could get away with it.
And Bean finally is up with the next one. Jensen's talking about a brand new album, and I can't even remember who it's by.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you will understand the joke, and you will hate it as much as I do.
Right?
But he has a brand new album that just came out called Ventura. It features appearances by Andre 3000, Brandy on a big comeback record.
She's a fine girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
go straight to hell, man.
God. Would you like to take that back? All current.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
Sure, current.
This
also
is the,
jammed it in where there was no room.
This is the Anderson Paak album we were talking about. And Brandy, she's a fine girl again. Would you like to take that back? To the 70s.
Stop it.
Has no place on this show in this decade. I take it back and I'll try to do better.
No, you won't. You'll take it back, but you won't. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Every morning, Kato Kaelin must wake up and go, somebody paid me $50 to record a cameo? Like, is there... Will his celebrity ever run out of steam?
I will tell you, I looked at my credit card bill. It said $50. But then today when I went to Cameo, it said $55. So I
what?
Think in he the last week price. He raised it $5. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
That was very funny, Jensen. Hey, Allie is here with our final look at what's happening here on a Tuesday morning. Bring us good news.
Do you remember when I told you about Pink's post on Instagram where she was out at the beach and there was a picture of her kids playing with a pelican and her 2-year-old didn't have a diaper on? And people lost their minds writing like, how can you have your son just walking around all willy-nilly without a diaper? And she's like, calm your tees. What is wrong with you people?
Kids are stupid.
Well, she has decided now. That's it. She doesn't want to deal with this anymore. She no longer wants to share any pictures of her children or her husband, Carrie Hart.
What's going on?
Gotta believe it. I don't hold that against her.
Absolutely. Fine. I think that's the right move. So.
I told you. We've been going back and forth, Danielle and I, about if we're going to show our kids.
But you're going to Instagram Live the birth.
Oh,
though.
Yes, yes. I mean after the birth.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Pink told Ellen DeGeneres that she's just no longer going to post photos or videos of
because
the kids
because she didn't
at all.
Want other people's opinion on her parenting?
She's so sick of the mom shaming.
Okay.
Who
which
even,
I get.
I get it.
Plus, I think just safety-wise. If I'm even remotely famous, I don't want my kids on the internet. I don't want my kids on the internet just because of pervs, too. Let's be honest. A lot of weird stuff goes down on the internet.
Danielle and I are going to hire another kid to play our kid.
Okay,
like
good.
In all the
good.
Social media postings.
It's a good
but
idea.
It's actually not a kid. It's an adult with a thyroid problem. That way there's no legal issues.
Right. Or an adult in a baby costume.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, just for hours and stuff. Yeah. And homeschooling. We don't want to go through that.
Stupid.
But that baby's going to rule.
That baby is going to rule.
Kevin,
just move on.
You
just move on.
Hold up, interesting signs during
what's
the
going
show.
On?
You don't want to know. So Nicolas Cage, I told you about when he got married on March 23rd. He had just applied for a marriage license that same day. 4 days later, he submitted paperwork to have the marriage annulled. He claimed that his wife at the time. Erica Koike had defrauded him by covering up her past criminal history. He also said the decision to marry was, quote, made on impulse and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions. Well, then it will not surprise you that his wife of 4 days is asking for spousal support.
You are a murderer of love!
It's an insane ask. Asking for spousal support, claiming she missed out on job opportunities due to her relationship with Cage, and now her reputation may be hurt. What?
Do you know how seriously regretful Nick Cage has to be to consider something you've done with him a bad decision?
Yeah.
Like, out of all the things he's done, he's like, this is the one I'm most shameful of.
This was not bad.
Not the tombstone I purchased in New Orleans or the rat that I bronzed and kept in front of my, you know, bed for people to pray to.
And he bought a dinosaur, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Remember, he bought a dinosaur bone.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the spousal support, she does want him to pay her legal fees as well. Again,
it seems fair.
Wife of 4 days.
Seems fair.
Seems legit. Good Lord. Oh, this story just, I was delighted by it. Ariana Grande, huge fan of Jim Carrey back in the day. But on Saturday, she added a series of posts about her Instagram stories. One of them included a quote by Jim Carrey about depression. And it's this whole concept of deep rest. And it says, basically, depression is your body saying, I don't want to be in this character anymore. I just don't want to hold up this whole avatar about me that I've created. It's too much. I need rest.
Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Grande. So then she wrote under it, the whole love of my life forever. She then posted a picture of him and wrote, I love you so much. She then explained how deep and long this whole love affair has gone on. She was in fourth grade, and her first AIM username was Jim Carrey Fan 42.
Say no way!
No way!
No way!
No way!
No way!
No way!
No!
No way!
No way!
No way!
Way. Jim Carrey was excited by that news.
How long have you been waiting to play that?
Right?
A while.
Okay, good. Well, fans screenshotted the images, sent them to Jim Carrey, who tweeted her yesterday and said, I read your lovely mention of me and the things I've said about depression. A brilliant teacher and friend, Jeff Foster, was OG on the deep rest concept. I admire your openness and I wish you freedom and peace. I feel blessed to have such a gifted admirer. Happy Easter.
Smoking!
That's what he said at the end.
He didn't do that. Ariana retweeted his message, said, I can't process this or breathe. Hold on. Which brings us to the topic. I mean, we've all had some interactions on social media that have made us go, oh my God, how cool is this? We should talk about that at some point. Like what somebody has tweeted us or a follower we never knew we were even on their radar.
This is another chance for Ellie to talk about Jeopardy, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
It's not.
She can still hear us. She can still hear
what?
Us if we talk it's around Twitter.
Is James following you?
I don't even think he's on Twitter, first of all. And Jeopardy doesn't even follow me. For as much as I talk
right?
about Jeopardy,
yeah.
Like, what do I have to do?
You have an autographed photo of Alex Trebek in your house, don't you?
It's not autographed, but I do have 3 framed portraits.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for asking of Alex Trebek in my home. Right above my Emmys is where I keep it. Did that for Chip. Chip loves it when I drop in Emmy talk
because sure.
It's so disgusting. And people think I'm being serious, which I am.
Smoking!
Okay. Guys, Vans took to Instagram yesterday teasing a new Harry Potter themed range of apparel.
No.
People got real excited. For now, the skatewear brand has provided limited info about the collection, but it's going to be footwear, apparel, and accessories made with the film franchise in mind. Kevin, I ask you, as our resident Harry Potter fan, would you wear Hermione shoes?
I would wear Harry Potter shoes.
Why not Hermione?
Sexist.
Great
totally,
question,
right?
Allie. Probably because I'm sexist.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I just heard a guy say.
You rolled right over.
Mm-hmm. Quickly try to find an answer. I'm sexist. That's right.
It's probably the sexism. Okay. Well, so keep you posted on that.
fans please do.
Thing. I know. You're super stoked. Some birthdays for you guys. We've got Gigi Hadid, John Oliver, John Cena, Dev Patel, Cal Penn, Michael Moore, and George Lopez. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. At 5 p.m. commercial-free tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Bean makes his guess. What are you doing over there?
Sorry.
Bean makes his guess. We also have David Alan Greer in studio and more tickets for you ringside for April Fool's.